Money FM 89.3, best of prime time. Market View on Money FM 89.3.
Well, if you haven't noticed, there's been a significant boom in commodity prices that's been playing out in the commodity markets over the last few months. And with a number of governments starting to roll out massive fiscal infrastructure plans, it seems that there could be a potential rivalry or bidding war for some of these commodities as countries try to use fiscal and infrastructure spending to boost their economies post-pandemic. However, what might this mean for companies that may be caught on the crossfire and also might face rising asset and commodity costs to further some of their CapEx plans? Well, today on Money FM 89.3, we are joined by Mr. Andrew Slevin, the CEO of John Ford. They're a global specialist in asset valuation appraisal practice, specializing also in ascertaining the replacement costs of certain assets for companies large and small. Andrew, thank you so much for joining us. Glad to hear you and your loved ones are still safe and healthy during these uncertain times. And welcome to the show, sir. Happy Monday.
You too, and thanks for the invitation.
All right. So, Andrew, you know, as we've mentioned and we just outlined, governments are turning towards these large infrastructure pushes as a means to stimulate their economies post-pandemic. The U.S. has that $1.8 trillion infrastructure plan. China continues to spend as they have for the better part of, what, 3 to 4 decades. Singapore now also preparing to issue infrastructure bonds to support their expansion. How is this exactly feeding into the rise in commodity prices? And is there going to be a tug of war ongoing to try and secure base metals and key building materials to fund these potential infrastructure pushes?
Well, look, I mean, it's a really interesting question. I mean, I think the first thing is that I think people haven't really yet factored in the impact of COVID on systemically what's been changing in the supply chain. And a good example of that is what happened with the steel industry, where we saw a number of the blast furnaces idled at the very early part of the COVID impact, and that was down to a whole range of government constraints. And then what happened to that subsequently was that these blast furnaces took time to come back on stream. And so we saw this disconnect between the demand and supply and demand, where demand picked up, particularly in China, and that wasn't offset by some of these the blast furnaces coming back on stream. And so hence the reason why we've seen this very, very large spike in costs for steel. And that's applied also to a number of other commodities. And we saw, you know, copper price, for example, go up 70% plus into 2020. There's been these underlying changes in terms of or change in the supply and the demand dynamic, but I think also on top of that you've got this, as you mentioned, this infrastructure investment, this growth in government spending, which is again up. Setting the previous dynamic in terms of supply and demand, and not just in terms of the volume, but also in terms of the supply chain itself. Where are these going to, and how are they being used? Most recently, I think we saw last month the Chinese government changing taking away incentives for steel exporting. So they took away VAT rebates, and importantly, they're offering more incentives to pull steel into China. So I think that to pick up your point, I think you're absolutely right. We're starting to see not only supply and demand dynamics changing, but we're also starting to see politics play a part in, and I think we're going to see that going forward.
Right. Let me ask you this follow-up, though, Andrew. How big of a factor are supply constraints and logistical bottlenecks in driving up these commodity and asset price inflation levels or rates? We've noted also the sudden uptick in freight costs, for instance, these longer shipping times for the most part, also adding to costs. How much of this is actually also layering on top of this asset and commodity price surge that we're seeing play out in the last couple of weeks?
Look, I think you're absolutely right. The key at the moment is this disconnect between where commodities are going to, and importantly, the ability to supply to those markets where demand is highest. I mentioned already about steel, and that's a good example. And some of that, I think, will potentially be spikes that tail off as supply starts to pick up and meet these changing demands. You know, there's no question that we expect that shipping costs and others will realign back to a reasonable level. But what's interesting is that, as I mentioned, one of the big challenges is trying to differentiate what are short-term changes and what are systemic changes throughout. And a good example of that is, you know, one of the reasons for this the jump in shipping costs has been that a lot of the marginal logistics companies, marginal vessels, were taken out of stream and scrapped or removed completely from the market. That may mean that in practice that, you know, the cheaper suppliers, and that could apply not only to shipping but also to commodity prices. The cheaper suppliers have been taken away because of the impact of COVID. You know, they've been gone out of business or been removed, and therefore we could end up with, you know, as I said, systemic fundamental changes in the way prices are going to be going forward.
All right, we're speaking to Mr. Andrew Slevin, the CEO of John Ford, a company that specializes in asset valuation appraisal practice, on Money FM 89.3, to talk about the sudden surge in commodity and asset prices and how that might impact businesses large and small. And let's get to that, actually, Andrew, because, you know, when we talk about this, a number of businesses might have to compete with these huge infrastructure plans from the U.S., from China, and governments like Singapore. For businesses that may be planning to expand and have to compete with these rising price pressures and see these commodity prices feed perhaps into higher machinery costs, input costs for machinery, what can they do in terms of better managing their CapEx plans if they're suddenly facing these surging costs that might be changing by the week or even by the day?
I think there's probably two different scenarios. One is where people have to replace things urgently, and that could be the case of, you know, they have an insured peril or some other situation where they have to replace assets immediately. And I think those people are going to be in a difficult situation, and they could find significant shocks to their budgeted plans. I think with planned CapEx, I think that there is two different situations. There are two different things to consider. One is supply chains are taking much, much longer than they did before, and I think rebuild and to build, whether it's a building or to put in place machinery, that's taking hugely more time to carry out and deliver. We have at the moment obviously constraints in terms of travel, so engineers can't get on site to install equipment and certify equipment, and then you've got, as I mentioned, the supply chain itself, and I think that there are significant delays in the supply chain, the complete supply chain. So I think fundamentally companies are going to have to take a much more conservative view on how long it's going to take. And to some degree that could benefit in the sense that they have an opportunity to potentially hedge costs, particularly with commodities. You know, there may be an opportunity to hedge to ensure that they can minimize those cost increases.
All right. It's also been pointed out, Andrew, that it's not just physical capital that could get a boost or find tighter supplies. If there are a lot of these infrastructure plans being rolled out by these governments, there could be also heightened demand for certain skills like engineering and specialist labor that could see wages being driven up. Based on what you're seeing now at John Ford, are we seeing signs of that starting to play out?
Well, I think one of the and it only, I think it was published this week, there was an article in the UK talking about labour rates going up by, and commodity rates going up by 10% over the last few months. And I think that's a good example of where, you know, we're immediately seeing some shift in the dynamic in terms of government spending having an influence on the capacity, the available capacity in the market for non-government work. So there's no question, I think, that, you know, we could see. Now, I think it'll depend on which country and which the level of infrastructure investment that's going on. But certainly there's no question that it will have an impact.
Mm-hmm. What do you think might be the biggest risk to the uptick in commodity and asset prices? And if there are any potential bubbles across these various asset classes that investors probably have to be aware of, Andrew?
Well, I think, as I touched on earlier, I think that the Some of the price growth we've seen over the last 12 months has been driven by the supply-demand dynamic issue, and that may resolve itself over time. And we're already seeing that to some degree because we've seen some of those commodities come off their peaks in late 2020. So I think we may continue to see that. So that's fine. But in terms of the rest of the commodities, you know, there's no question, as I said, that some of the changes are systemic and could be here for the long term.
Mm-hmm. Andrew Slevin, CEO of John Ford, thank you so much for joining us today on Money FM 89.3 to talk about the recent rise in commodity and asset prices that could also push CapEx costs higher for companies and what they can do actually to prepare for some of these changes. Andrew, as always, I wish you and your loved ones continued health and safety during these uncertain times, and we look forward to next time you can join us on the show. Meantime, sir, please stay safe and have a great rest of the week ahead.
Thank you.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.